Welcome to 2024 and Season 5 of the Religion Podcast, where a rabbi and a reverend walk into a podcast and talk real about religion. Good morning, religion fans and friends and guests. I'm really glad to have you. I'm Reverend Joel. Rabbi Eric is not with us today. He and his family got away for a few days while school was out. But I thought, there's a lot of stuff going on in our world today. And I've been processing it, thinking about it, talking it over with others. And I thought I'd share with y'all some of the things I'm thinking about it. A neighbor of ours here in Chestertown came and worshiped with us one Sunday. And afterward, we were talking in the narthex. And I asked, well, what do you think? And their reply was telling. He said, you're an evangelical. And my head nodded, but slowly, and my eyebrows went up a little. And they saw the look on my face and then said, oh, no, sorry, I mean a good one. And we laughed. My neighbor's reaction is kind of proof that in America right now, there's this term, evangelical. And it has been hijacked. I am nervous to be called publicly an evangelical. But there's a definition under that word that I wish we could reclaim. And I wish we really knew what it meant. And I wish we wouldn't let certain people own it or have it anymore. See, right now in America, evangelicals, quote, believe the Bible, close quote. And that means they expect people to read it as it is written, literally, and usually in a very specific English translation, probably the King James Version or the New American Standard or maybe the NIV, New International. And evangelicals, they often de-emphasize or just totally ignore the historical or cultural context of the Bible, what was really happening when the Bible texts were written socially, culturally, politically. And evangelicals will sometimes use the term inerrant, meaning without error regarding the Bible or Scripture. And that, so there's little room for discussion with an evangelical about any differences across ancient manuscripts or debate of authorship or discussion of the original meaning of the Hebrew or Greek. And evangelicals, often, they are Christians who usually say things like only those who accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior get any of the benefits of God's grace or mercy or love. And evangelicals usually require some type of public profession or baptism or sign of repentance to verify the individual's access to the fullness and eternity of the kingdom of God. And on that note, evangelicals usually talk about the kingdom of God only as a future place for believing baptized individuals after death. So evangelical churches, they often ignore or even preach against social justice or anything that demands here and now justice for humanity or for creation. I even find that evangelicals tend to speak in pretty sharp dualisms, meaning when an evangelical talks, it's really clear who is good or bad, what is right or wrong, who is going to heaven or hell, who is saved or damned, what is godly versus satanic, what is angelic versus demonic. And an evangelical speak, the world, this world, it's bad, it's broken, it's sinful, but the world after death, that's good and holy and perfect. And our flesh here, our bodies, they're stained and the source of all of our sin, but our soul, that's pure. and will be set free from our sinful bodies in this sinful world one day after death. Evangelicals often neatly define those who are in versus those who are out, and they take it upon themselves to convert or save those who are out to come in and be and think and believe like all the rest of the evangelicals. And if you don't come in, well, you're judgmentally condemned for those as out. And you're beyond God's love and mercy. You're getting what you deserve for rejecting or not accepting truth. And evangelicals find it pretty easy to name good people and bad people. Evangelicals even claim to have the high ground on most cultural issues, anything having to do with sexuality or marriage or abortion or family, and then they say all of their opinions are based on Scripture. Evangelicals politically are more conservative, and you'll tend to find that they set a pretty high priority on free market capitalism and are very much anti-immigration. And evangelicals tend to believe something about America being God's chosen nation, God's chosen people. And evangelicals tend to look at other non-Christian peoples or nations as less than in God's eyes. Evangelicals can even justify war in the name of protecting America here, or protecting American interests and projecting American values elsewhere. Now, this term, evangelical, it's a Greek term. It really does mean good news. Euangelion. And meanwhile, most of the modern American evangelical beliefs, they don't sound very good at all. They don't sound like anything that God taught, or anything that Rabbi Jesus tried to teach or embody. And they don't match what Eric and I read in the Hebrew and Greek scriptures. So I wonder if there's some better way to define evangelical. What if evangelical meant we don't believe in the scriptures, but we believe in the God the scriptures point to and try to reveal? We believe something about God's spirit, God's prophets, God's teachers. It's all meant to point to God, and the scriptures are people who came before us trying to point to God. What if we called the scriptures, the Bible, the Hebrew Bible or the Greek New Testament, what if we called them the Word of God with a lowercase w, but imagined the Word of God with a capital W as something bigger than what's written? And what if every religious leader, cleric, rabbi, pastor, they were trained in the original languages, maybe the Hebrew, the Greek, even the Aramaic. And what if we were excited to use the original language and any translation, maybe even our own, to try and say what we think the original text was trying to say, but in a way that modern hearers can understand? I mean, if we did that, then we'd learn that the King James Bible was altered by the king to say what he wanted it to say, rather than what the original texts or the biblical scholars translated from those original manuscripts. And what if evangelicals knew their history really well? We knew all about the cultures and traditions, and we knew about when each book of the Bible was written or edited, and when the whole of the Hebrew Bible and then the Greek New Testament, when each of those came together. And if so, evangelicals wouldn't look upon any individual story as permanent for all time, like in the Greek New Testament, where Paul talks about women coming into the synagogue, but having to be still and having to be quiet, having to sit in the back and keep their head covered. What if we didn't realize that was a permanent edict for women to shut up in synagogue or church, but was an invitation for them to finally enter? It was a progressive step, not a blocking of women from ever teaching or preaching. What if the term evangelical meant we admitted there are multiple manuscripts of many of the books of our Bibles, and those manuscripts don't all agree, and we're not exactly sure who the exact author of each one was, and that sometimes different books of the Bible tell different stories, or even the same book of the Bible in different manuscripts conflict with each other, with seemingly irreconcilable differences? Well, then we wouldn't worry about undermining the Bible, but we'd get more curious and feel more compelled to know why those stories were created their unique ways and why editors who came before wrote it one way or another way. We would listen for the nuances of each version and how it points to God differently. What if the term evangelical meant we get it, our faithfulness, our ability to obey the law? We can't fully obey. None of us can fully obey all of God's commandments, and all of us are dependent on God's hesed, God's steadfast love, God's grace. And evangelicals would not emphasize our faith or our ability to obey the law. We would instead focus once again on God's faithfulness to us, despite our disobedience or our feeble faith. And what if evangelical meant somehow whatever God is doing, whatever God imagines for all humanity and all creation, it's somehow being revealed right here and right now. It was created and called good, very good, and even now it is being recreated by God. And someday, somehow, this God is going to fully reveal it again. If so, evangelicals would take it to heart God's demand that we right now take care of the youngest and the oldest and the sickest and the poorest and the immigrants and the refugees. Evangelicals would be all for social justice and climate justice because our stewardship of one another and God's good creation would be renewed. And we would see everything that we do, not just benefiting ourselves or punching our ticket to some heaven someday, but actually helping God create God's fullness of kingdom here and now for all of God's children. What if evangelical meant it was good news to name that everything God ever created is good, even very good? Evangelicals wouldn't be so obsessed with evil and sin or power. And we wouldn't use those things to scare people into thinking sin and evil are going to win if we don't hurry up and believe and live right. We would finally start seeing God in one another, even in our enemies. We would try harder and harder every day to be love to current bodies and hearts and minds and spirits all around us. What if evangelicals finally admitted that the Bible's definition of sexuality and marriage and family, goodness, it has varied greatly over time? There was a time when men could do whatever they wanted, have multiple wives, have mistresses, sleep with slaves. Or in the Bibles, babies were killed to take land from enemies. Or in the Bible, families cheated and betrayed and killed one another under the assumed direction of God. Evangelicals would be more honest about these misunderstandings of sexuality and marriage and family in the Bible, and would stop trying to name our current preferred definitions of sexuality or marriage or family and projecting those on the Bible. We would imagine that any family or marriage or sexuality that isn't coercive, that is loving, that is mutual, that helps grow peace and justice, not just inside that own relationship, but to friends and neighbors and beyond, those could be blessed and holy. What if evangelicals talked about money and power the way God did? Be careful wanting more money or more power for yourself. The prophets insisted Israel fell as a nation when it mistreated the elderly, the children, the sick, the poor, and the immigrants. Evangelicals would promote clear political agendas and would prefer politicians based on those who would promise to use their power and move resources to those with the greatest need. And what if evangelical meant remembering that God said God had many different nations and many different peoples, and they will come from east, west, north, and south, and will worship God together? Evangelicals would spend way less time pushing an agenda or religion onto others, but just might accept more responsibility on themselves, ourselves, to embody God's justice, mercy, and love to all people. I wonder if we could reclaim the term evangelical to mean all of those things. That's beginning to sound more like good news to me. I might even be able to call Rabbi Eric an evangelical one day and him appreciate it. Thanks, y'all, for being here today and letting me play with this term evangelical with you. Until next time, keep it real. Thank you for joining us on the Religion Podcast today, where a rabbi and a reverend walk into a podcast and talk real about religion. I'm Reverend Joel Talbert, and on behalf of Rabbi Eric Linder and all the Religion fans out there, we thank you for being with us today and invite you to send us any feedback or suggestions or topic ideas to religionpodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, keep it real.